Okay, next case under advisement, case number 10,044. This is one for the hardship.
So if a permit was issued on this one, that means that it was prior to any moratorium.
Or...
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir.
The hearing is closed, sir.
I'm sorry?
The hearing is closed, sir.
Find out where I stand at this moment.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We didn't know how our case ended and what we're supposed to...
Until we get a survey, we won't consider either of those cases until a survey is provided to us.
Will we be notified when we need to come back?
You can come back when we look at that survey and discuss it, but there will not be any more testimony. The hearing's closed.
What, we just didn't know what we were supposed to...
You'll be noted, how would they be notified that it'll be back on the agenda?
When you bring in the survey?
Well, they won't be bringing the survey. The owner would be.
Okay, the owner's going to bring the survey? Then when the survey's brought to me, I can tell you when you're going to be put back on the agenda.
Excuse me, I didn't understand what the survey, what you want, the whole town, the whole city?
No.
The whole Bay City survey, just our lots of there?
Yep.
All of it.
The whole thing.
The whole thing?
Mm-hmm. No permits?
We plotted the whole section, the whole new section?
No, they need to bring in a survey of their lot that's a valid survey.
Right.
We need an as-built survey of their lots, which shows everything on it, the 35%, and all the setbacks and the distances for the unit.
Their lots.
For their lots.
Both lots.
Yes, both lots.
I thought you said it was not for the old park.
I don't claim to be a surveyor, but in order to accomplish getting a survey for their lots, it may require a survey for the entire park.
I'm just saying.
Right.
There's surveyors, there's a marker there. The only thing is that every time somebody comes, mark is gone.
Well, that's, and a surveyor is not, he's going to have a definite point to start from. And so,
yeah, we got that.
Okay.
I'm saying every time we put a stop on a lot, when the inspector comes, most of the times they're not there. Somebody pulls it out and throws it away.
But if we have a survey, your inspector's not going to have to go out because we're going to go on that surveyor's credentials, that what they say is going to be there. Just their two lots. You may have to do the whole park
to accomplish that.
To get their two lots.
Or a larger section.
Or a larger section of it.
Well, whatever.
You and your surveyor can figure that out.
Okay.
But it needs to be detailed with the...
But you and your surveyor can do that. Can come to that, okay?
Thank you. Okay, so we just wait for you to send us another letter to come back here, is that it?
No. When we get the survey, either you, the park owner, or the surveyor, when I get that in my hands, I can tell you when I can schedule you onto another meeting.
You could keep a check on the website for the agenda.
Okay. Well, you can check with the owner, and he should be able to let you know when he turns it in, and we should be notifying him when we're going to discuss it again.
Okay,
but again, public hearing's closed, so there won't be any testimony.
Okay.
Thank you for your time and your help.
Sure.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, back to Sierra.
Yep, we're back on number 44.
And you were going to tell us what?
That may have been, August 07 was still in the moratorium.
Mm. Yeah, we have a letter.
But there were a couple which the administrator granted as exceptions to the moratorium because of hardship.
Hardship.
I just remembered the one that had burned down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but there were apparently more than that I wasn't aware of.
Okay,
here's one that burned down.
It says, please, it's from Eddie Parker, Director of Assessment. Please be advised that as a result of a recent on-site inspection, we've determined your home, your manufactured home located on D59, is unsafe and unhealthy for human habitation. Based on these findings, you will be permitted to replace this unit, providing all Sussex County zoning requirements are met. The existing unit may not be occupied. It may not be occupied after Monday, July 30 of 2007, the one that they condemned.
And there's nobody in there now, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
I did. I would say there's someone living in there.
Yeah, someone in there, they've replaced his car.
Yeah, and I mean, it was nice to say, you know, you can live there as long as you comply, but nobody had any way of knowing if they were in compliance until the surveys were done, so it was kind of a catch 22.
Well,
that's the letter that I'm assuming that Lawrence and Dave Baker approved this one to be installed. That's how they got their permit.
Okay.
Is it?
Okay.
They were condemned.
I'm good with it.
It is what it is.
You all right? Let's go with it.
Thank you.
Mel's made a motion?
Nah, I've made too many tonight. I'm past my limit.
All right.
Make a motion to approve case number 10,044.
Have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,044. All those in favor of the motion, give you your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.